Well, hello again, Roosters fans, and welcome to this week's episode of Roosters Radio. Hope you enjoyed your Easter break. I know I certainly did. Big Paddy spent a bit of time up there on the Central Coast, up your neck of the woods, Bells, and failed to even say g'day, which I thought was a bit ordinary. But
I know. You didn't come and say hello in my backyard.
I know. I was up at Shoal Bay with Bush, enjoying the fine weather that was present up there on the mid-north coast. But look, very big game of football last Thursday night in front of 25,000 people. Roosters v Penrith. And before we start talking footy, I just want to acknowledge the passing of the great journalist Ian Heads. It was great that the Roosters acknowledged a moment's silence for him prior to kickoff. For those that don't know, Ian Heads is an old school rugby league journalist. He's a passionate Roosters fan. He's also been involved with inducting the players into our teams of the century. And he's also known for writing the amazing book From Where the Sun Rises, 100 Years of the Sydney Roosters. So to his son, Philip, and to the rest of his family, Vale Ian Heads. But Bells, let's talk footy. Talking point for me, well, Penrith are almost perfect in the first half. I know there's a bit of controversy. We will touch on that. But from the ground, I've got to say, the line speed of the Panthers, wow. I don't know if they're offside or they were just up in our faces, but they were brutal. We were constantly coming out of our own end. And unfortunately, we didn't respect the football and it just made it really hard.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. There was an exciting finish to the game, but honestly, to be brutally honest, we really weren't in it up until the last 5 minutes of the game, unfortunately. I actually heard Connor Watson on the weekend. I think I was driving home from Orange and heard him on the radio, and they were discussing the line speed of Penrith, and he just explained he's never experienced anything like it. They just, over any other club in the NRL, their line speed is so quick, and they're obviously very well known amongst the players for it. But he did kind of mention sneakily there that he did think they were offside a few of the times, you know. But gee, they get up quick.
They're in your face, like within. Like, so I was talking to someone the other day about the play the ball and the ruck, and they were saying that, and look, we're not talking stats, whatever, but they were saying that by the stopwatch, the Roosters were having quicker play the balls than Penrith, which I just found astounding. But yeah, to your point, like, Liam Martin and some of these other big front rowers, they were in our grill as soon as they touched the football. Now, so look, I haven't gone back and watched the game, so I can't be critical of the referee, but like,
How do they do that quick?
Well, call it anticipation or call it blatantly offside. I don't know which one you want to call it. Depends what pair of glasses you're wearing at the moment, Bells.
But obviously, you know, they've been so dominant over the last 3 years, and there's many factors why, and obviously that is one of them, their defence.
Their kicking game, they brought the young kid in Schneider, his kicking game, he was landing it on the line. I think to be fair, that their second try was an opportunistic try where Dylan Edwards put that grubber. We should have tackled Luluai prior to it even getting that far. Mm. It was a poor first half. I heard Teddy's interview after the match, and coming out of our own end, we're given the ball back. So look, we needed half time, but I mean, prior to half time, we scored right on half time. It could have been two tries. I suppose I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, didn't we need that just before half time? But that try was definitely necessary. But yes, the talking point, which it has been all week, well, since Thursday, is the Manu try. What a try it was, just quietly. Definitely should have been a try. And just another show of Manu's brilliance. It was like a little bit of Vegas there with that flick pass. Well, this one he's proven he can score tries upside down while he's on his head.
Yeah, no. So he's such a great athlete, isn't he? He's just an amazing athlete.
Phenomenal. But obviously it has been spoken about a lot, especially in the media. Who knows if they're going to be able to change that and, get that ruling correctly. But yes, it definitely should have been a try. And I think everyone agrees except for, you know, probably Penrith and South fans out there. But
the problem I have with it, Bells, is that, okay, so Dylan Edwards gets taken out. If that's the letter of the law and that's the black and white ruling, so be it. Fast forward to the second half, Penrith score a try. Satili Tupanua gets taken out and he's used his discretion there to say, well, he's probably not going to get there. That's a 12-point or an 8-point turnaround, right? You said earlier, we weren't in the game. And I tend to agree with that. Like, they had all the possession, all the running. I think it was 61% of the football in the first half. And I think if there's a positive for Roosters fans, it's the fact that we're able to hang in and claw our way into a position whereby, you know, with a couple of minutes to go, we had to score again to win the game. So we never gave up. If there is one positive out of the whole match, I think that was it. And I still think there was a couple of good performances. I know you were impressed with Angus Crichton coming off the bench.
Yes, like what I mentioned last week, I was impressed with him coming off last week and again this week. And I believe the team list were out yesterday and he might have...
He's won himself a starting spot.
...run on the side, so, which is great news for Angus. But honestly, so there are good Nat Butcher.
Yeah, 65 tackles.
We do have to focus on the positive out of the game and take that into the game this weekend. I thought Tyrell May played really well.
Yep.
And obviously Teddy, again, he's just on fire.
Well, we're going to talk to Teddy tonight, Bells. He's going to be our special guest on Roosters Radio. We're going straight to the top this week. We'll have a chat to Teddy. I'll be interested to get his thoughts because at the game you could see how frustrated he was at some of the decisions that were being made on the field, and he's remonstrating with the referee a couple of times, you know, obviously to no avail. I don't know what his debating skills were like out there at Camden State Public School, but anyways, you know, it did him no good. But look, he's been phenomenal to start the season.
Oh, definitely. He's on fire. But I was actually going to ask you that, Silky. You were at the game, obviously. For me, it looked like the forwards were getting bashed. What was it like out there when you were watching it live?
I'll go back to the line speed. So they were, we just weren't getting over the advantage line. We were making, you know, 15, 20 metres. And to be fair, look, we couldn't kick ourselves out of trouble. They were getting the ball at the 30, 40 metre line. So they were always down our end attacking, you know, towards the back end of the set. And then they'd put a kick up and we're either dropping it out or, you know, we're running it from inside our 5 metres. And, you know, a few times we'd spill the ball. There was one attacking place at Tilly. Down the short side, just dropped it cold, you know, when there was a chance on. And even a couple of times I thought Suoliti, if he could have got the pass to Toops, it was kind of a 2-on-1, he went himself. But, you know, that it's all fish and chip paper now. It's on to the Bulldogs. The boys are going to have to lick their wounds, take their medicine from Coach Robinson, and we'll turn it around this week.
What about the Nicky P Awards then, Silk?
Finally, we've had a new winner. So the fans have voted, and voted they have. And congratulations, Joey Manu. He got the 3 points this week. That man we keep talking about, today's guest, James Tedesco, he got 2. And as you said a bit earlier, Bills, Tyrell May, he got 1 point. And I think we should give a special mention to Natty Butcher for his 65 tackles. But yeah, that's the Nicky P results for this week. Teddy out to 11 points at the moment. Check out the Instagram for the leaderboard.
We are on Roosters Radio, and when we come back, our captain, James Tedesco.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio. Well, they don't get much bigger at our club than the captain. He's the captain of our state, the captain of Australia, and the captain of our club. And we're going to do things a little bit different today. We're going to be talking to James Tedesco about the three Fs: foundation, footy, and fatherhood. But it's a warm rooster. You like that one?
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah,
it took me a while to come with it. Teddy, welcome to the show, mate.
Thanks for having me.
Firstly, congratulations. The James Tedesco Outreach Program, for those, well, you know, most of us wouldn't be aware of it. It's a new initiative that you've taken on board. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I've been an ambassador for Sporting Chance for a number of years now. And we come up with this. They've got outreach programs at many hospitals around Australia, and connection with Randwick, obviously my connection, you know, with the Roosters, we thought, the charity thought it'd be a good idea to have an outreach program under my name at Randwick Children's Hospital. So yeah, it's a real honour for me to be a part of something special like that. And Kylie's the main nurse there, who's sort of running the whole show, just working with obviously kids who are going through tough times with cancer and the families, and making sure the process that they're going through is as smooth as possible. So yeah, having my name connected to that, we sort of launched that at the start of this year. Looking to go back a few times throughout the year and just check on the program, make sure, yeah, how it's all going smoothly and the impact that it's having. And yeah, it's just special for me to sort of be a part of that, and had my family go along to the sort of launch earlier this year. And yeah, it's real special for me to be involved with.
And just some of the outcomes of the partnership. I know, you know, there's for example, you've got Ronald McDonald House, and there's a lot of different charities that provide support and you know, both financial and help for families. What is it that yours is providing for families with kids with cancer?
Yeah, so obviously Ronald McDonald House has been huge. It's been going at the hospital for a long time now. This is an outreach program where you know, kids who are suffering cancer or families who are sort of rural yep. and can't and would have to pack up their bags and go to the Ronald McDonald House. This allows sort of them to stay in their own homes, in their own communities, and have a program where, you know, Kylie and the nurses here can go out and educate the nurses out that way to make sure they're getting the right treatment they need. The families don't have to make a huge change to their lives. Obviously, being affected, one of their kids is affected by cancer is huge, but for them to sort of stay, for their siblings and the families to stay in their own communities and have that treatment without packing up and changing their whole lives, that's sort of what the outreach program does. So, you know, since I've been involved, you realise how many kids are affected by cancer and the impact it has on the families and the community. So this is trying to, you know, make that process as smooth as possible. So it's a real cool initiative to be involved with.
Talking of impact, mate, what kind of impact has it had on you personally? You're a new dad, and there's nothing worse than seeing young kids going through cancer.
Yeah.
It's tough for everyone.
It's huge, yeah. I went and visited the hospital early in the year and just went around to different wards and seeing kids who were suffering from cancer, a lot of Roosters fans in there as well, and, you know, be able to put a smile on their face was real special for me. You know, these kids are going through such tough times, and now that I'm a father, I can't imagine one of my kids coming, they've been suffering from cancer, it would be so traumatic. So to see those kids and see the families, the siblings, just there in support and be able to put a smile on their face, just go in and say hello, give them some signed jerseys or just, you know, have a chat with them, that was, yeah, it's cool for me to have an impact like that.
And the fact something so small, and it's, you know, it could be 10 or 15 minutes out of your day, can make such a difference to these kids.
That's right. It doesn't take much effort for us. And sometimes we probably take that for granted as sportsmen and as athletes. You know, so many people look up to us. So to be able to go in there and just have a small conversation and sign a few things, it goes a long way to them. So, yeah, I'll be looking to get back to the hospital as much as I can this year and check in on those families.
Well, hats off to you, mate. I think it's a real honourable thing you're doing. Speaking of family, mate, you've started your own one, Young Rosie. Congratulations. How's it going? There's a couple of his new fathers within the playing group. How's it all going?
Yeah, mate, I'm loving it. It's, sort of had Rosie when we, you know, a couple of weeks after we finished the season last year, so I was able to be home with her throughout the whole off season, which was, it's just the best ever. Even now, going home after a big day training, just seeing her and seeing her smile, she's noticing me now. She knows who Dad is, which is really cool. She's come to two games so far.
She's got the jumper, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's got the little Tedesco, the one on the back. So, she's loving it. My wife is the best. She's obviously makes it very easy for me. She's up doing everything during the day and during the night, and she's the best mum ever. So I'm very, very lucky to have her support, but yeah, dad life, it's the best. I love it.
Well, let's talk about that, because you've got Joey Marn, who's a new dad. Your golfing partner in Victor, he's a new dad too. Is there a bit of a father's group or a daddy daycare we can see maybe at the back of the training room somewhere?
Yeah, we've got Lindsay and Nat coming up, and Nat's not far away as well. So it's pretty cool to have a lot of babies around the same age, and us boys are all really close. So we had a bit of a dad fit class during preseason. We all sort of come together and chatted about being dads and the importance of family. But yeah, we're definitely going to have a couple more throughout this year. So that's cool. Hopefully they'll all be coming to the games together and you can see them grow up together. It'd be cool.
Do you read to Rosie at night?
Sometimes, yeah. I do read some books.
Is Hat Trick Teddy going to start?
Not yet. we're reading the basic books at the moment with about 10 words on them. So, well, she seems to enjoy the books. So, as she gets older, maybe I'll introduce
those
ones.
You're going to have to, you know, there's got to be a couple more books in the collection coming out now.
I'm going to have to
start
a couple more. But it's been, even just seeing kids after the games, a lot of them have the book they want me to sign, and they've all talked about how good it is and that they've enjoyed reading it. So that's really awesome to hear.
Mate, I heard Cooper Cronk on one of our sister stations, Fox, the other day, talking about consistency off the field leads to consistency on the field. Having a child, you know, you have that home life that, you know, when you're a young single bloke, you don't have that consistency off the field. Have you found, I look at the way Victor's playing as well, and I kind of just laugh. Do you think there's something in that?
I think so, yeah. I think when you have a child, you sort of, all your the importance is on that. And I think you obviously come in here and we're training and working hard, but then when you go home, you can switch off and not think about footy too much and just pretty much just stare and cuddle and kiss your daughter, which is what I do a lot of the time. So I think having that balance is really good. When you come in here, you're working hard, but then when you're going home, you can sort of switch off and just really enjoy being a dad, because it keeps you busy. There's always stuff to do.
Nappies,
reading books, playing. There's things that I'm sure it'll get more and more as she gets older. So, yeah, I'm enjoying that balance.
And what's it done to the golf handicap?
Yeah, nah, not as much golf. I'm still playing a bit, actually, to be honest. Maria's, as I said, my wife's pretty good. She'll let me go out and play a bit with the boys and have some time if she knows how much I enjoy it. But I think I can't really blame the kid for my handicap. It's still quite high, so I need to grind that down.
Mate, we'll touch a bit of football now, mate. But I just wanted to ask you, looking back on season 2023 in hindsight, when you look back at it, how would you summarise it for yourself?
Oh, it wasn't the greatest. I think there's obviously a lot of talk about it. I mean, everyone's talking about last year, so I haven't really reflected on it. I've reflected on it a little bit, but, I mean, the start of the year, obviously, as a team and personally, it wasn't our greatest start. We didn't, we were losing games and we had guys out. We had a lot of stuff off the field that wasn't helping us. And then sort of was a tough period during Origin where, again, we weren't winning and didn't win Origin games and wasn't playing the greatest. So it was sort of a tough first half of the season. But I thought the back half of the season, you know, for us as a team was a good learning, where we sort of let go of a lot of expectations and pressures and just went out and played some footy. And when we did that and played for each other, we had some good results and we were on a bit of a momentum run at the end of the year. So, yeah, that was a good learning for us. We obviously, was a big part of us wanted to starting well this year, which we did in Vegas, but we've sort of gone 2-2. So we just want to keep building. You know, we had a really good preseason, which was really important to set us up for the year. So just want to keep building on that, trusting that we've done the work and we can go out and enjoy our footy.
You just touched on the year to date, and every player we've spoken to has talked about this preseason. You know, you've got the new head. Yeah, and so, like, when I think about it, the last couple of years you've had World Cups, you went off and got married and everything like that. So we've had disrupted pre-seasons,
yeah,
if you will, right?
Yeah, I haven't had a full pre-season for a while now. The last 2 years you had the World Cup and got married, but also had stem cells the last couple of years, which I wasn't back training to sort of end of January, start of February. So I guess, yeah, for me, it was getting the full preseason in, but everyone was back having a full preseason. There wasn't any interruptions, like you said, and, you know, everyone was fit and healthy, which was really good. We probably haven't had that for a long time as well. So that sort of set us up for a good start of the year. Obviously, it's not, you know, we're not going to be at our best at the start of the year. There's still a few cobwebs and a few things to iron out, but I feel like we're on a really good path to start the year.
Well, mate, personally, your form's been unbelievable. I know Roosters Radio, we've got the Nicky Politis medal that we the fans vote for. You got 3 from 3. Joey Marnie got you last week, but you must be happy with your own form at the moment.
Yeah, it's been a good start. I got just sort of touched on having a full preseason under the belt, being fit, strong, and healthy, and taking a little confidence to start the year. That's that goes a big way for me. You know, I know my whole life I've always worked hard. I know if I work hard, I can go out and trust my footy and enjoy. So, you know, when sort of you're missing preseason or you're missing sessions here and there, it's sort of hard. You know, I'm still confident in myself, but, you know, just putting that work in early just fulfills you with confidence. So, yeah, it's been a solid start to the year. I know there's definitely improvement still, and I think personally and for the team. So we'll look to build on what we've started.
Seems like a case of two steps forward, one step back. We started really well against the Broncos and we're off our game against Manly. Then we had once again, we're really good against South, and we kind of dropped our bundle a bit against Penrith. So we're expecting another bold showing this week. But just on last week's game, mate, to sum it up, in a word, frustrating for the fans. It must have been very frustrating for our captain.
Yeah, very. We made it very hard for ourselves against a top team like Penrith. We can't be, you know, giving them field position. We made too many errors coming out of our own end, and then we gave away 6 again. It was just the whole first half, we were sort of on the back foot. So we're in a good spot with our attack. I feel like we're getting opportunities, we're scoring points. But, we just sort of missed the mark at the start of the game, and then they just wear you down, Penrith. So we did the same against Manly. Honestly, we just gave them too much ball that first half. We were under the pump and then make it hard for ourselves. But you know, against Brisbane and South, who are good teams, if we complete and play our footy, it shows that we can put some points on. So We'll keep building and learn our lessons.
What were the lessons we learnt from last Thursday night?
Well, if we get out our own end well and we complete our sets early, that gets us in the game. We obviously need better support. I think we were just sort of going one out, and Penrith were eating us up a bit. And then just our line speed in defence needs to be better as well. They were sort of rolling down the field pretty well. Obviously, they've got a lot of good ball carriers, but you know, we need to improve in those areas. Just simple areas that we've touched on this week, and I feel like we've trained really well. So, you know, Bulldogs have been playing some good footy. I know it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Well, fast forward to Friday night, 6 o'clock kickoff. Joseph Suli'i already playing his 50th game of first grade. Geez, that's come around quick, hasn't it?
I don't even know. Wow, that is quick. He's not even 21 yet. He's like 50 games. So, wow, that's impressive, and that's a cool milestone for sure.
And I think for Roosters fans, the big news is Lindsay's back. What does he add to our pack?
Yeah, massive. He's, I think Robert said last week, he's definitely the leader of our pack along with Jared. So, yeah, Lindsay will punch our big minutes and go forward for us and just bring that sort of extra intensity that we definitely need. So the impact of Jared, Lindsay, Terrell's been awesome for us as well. So I think our middle's in a good spot, definitely.
Teddy, last question. This is, I suppose, on behalf of all Roosters fans. You are our leader. You are our captain. What's your message for the Roosters fans over the kind of the next 6 weeks leading into the first Origin period?
Well, just keep supporting us. I mean, the crowd that we've had at our home games has been awesome. So thank you for showing up and supporting us. And just, you know, be confident that we're getting the work done at training. You know, we've had a real good preseason. Even now, guys are fit and healthy. And we're building towards a really, really successful year. So, yeah, keep supporting us. We will get results. It may not be perfect every game, but what we're doing in here at training, it's going to set us up for a great year. So thanks for the support, and let's keep it going.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first from our captain, the man himself, James Tedesco. Teddy, thanks again, mate. Good luck on Friday night.
Thank you. Cheers.
Wow, what a fantastic interview that was, Silky. Just so interesting. I thought the outreach program that he has, that was amazing to hear about that and what he's doing in the community. And what I also found really interesting was his the consistency that he spoke about on and off the field.
Well, I think it all comes back to fatherhood. He was pretty open about how it's, you know, and not just him, Joey Manu, Victor. He talked about Nat Butcher soon, Lindsay Collins. So we've got a real father's daddy daycare group happening there at the club. But like Teddy said there, I think it's kind of settled them down, and that home life, it's affecting the way that they're performing on the field.
Definitely. And they're maturing. I mean, whether you like it or not, when you have a little one, you mature, don't you? Yeah. So you got to pull your socks up, and you can really see it in these young men that have turned into fathers, and, you know, it's doing their football the world of good.
Well, your priorities change, Bills, don't they?
That's right. They definitely do.
Now, Bells, in breaking news, been announced that the Sydney Roosters, as part of their trip to the US, as you'd be aware, they had a bit of a combine where they invited a series of female athletes to try their wares at rugby league, doing some of those, you know, athletic skills, be it sprints and catching balls and what have you. And the Roosters, well, they've actually signed a US Rugby 7 star, Liz Tafuna. And she's going to be the first American to join the NRLW. The game is going global, Bells.
Wow. I cannot wait to see this. She looks like a phenomenal athlete. She's going to bring some flair to the side, which will be amazing. And it's just so interesting. I mean, we're over there in Vegas. We're over there introducing our game. And now we're recruiting not only the men from over there, but now some females are coming along. So great for the women's game.
I couldn't agree more. Well, you're on Roosters Radio, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Roosters Radio. And 6 p.m. this Friday night out there at Acor Stadium, the Roosters are taking on the Bulldogs. Bells, how do you see it?
Oh, I see us smashing them. That's how I see it. No, I think the boys are going to come out strong. They've, you know, come off the back of this defeat to the Panthers on Thursday night, and they've got to prove something, you know, that they're going to come back into this really strong. Lindsay Collins is back, which is a big in for us up the front row. you know, we've got Angus starting, which I think will be fantastic. And another mention, Connor's back up off the bench as well, which will be the third week in a row. And he had a great game last Thursday night. So, yeah, I really think we're going to be strong. It'll be interesting with the boys coming up against Drew for the first time on the opposite side of the field in the blue and white, won't it?
It sure will. But look, looking at the teams 1 through 17, look, I just think we've got too much star power for them, if I'm being really honest. I know Josh Adokar's obviously out this week, the young back rower who broke his cheekbone also. So they've got a couple of injury replacements. But, you know, as you said, the inclusion of Lindsay Collins, we missed him last week. Angus Crichton, he's forced the hand of Coach Robinson because of the performances off the bench. So, you know, well-deserved. And, you know, I'm expecting to see some, you know, plenty of points through our back line. I think we're going to be dominant, as you rightfully said. And I think it's going to be a runaway victory myself.
Yes, and it's also Suali'i's 50th game this weekend, boys.
Well, I can't believe that. It feels like yesterday he was running out for Kings. Like, honestly, the fact that he's played 50 NRL games, it just astounds me. You know, even when we brought up with Teddy earlier in the interview, like, he couldn't believe it. So, congratulations to young Joseph Suali'i, and, you know, wish him all the best, and probably put him in your try scorers, Bells.
Well, definitely. I'll have him in one of my multis, but what are we going in for this week with our Unibet, Silk?
I'm glad you asked, Bells. Well, off the back of that enlightening conversation with our captain, James Tedesco, I couldn't go past Teddy to score a try and Roosters to win. So this week's $50 bet, thanks to our partners at Unibet, we're going Teddy to score, Roosters to win.
By a mile. I'm picking big score, guys, big score. 38-6 for me. I'm going to let them have one try.
Yeah, well, I might even go more. We put 48 against the Bunnies. I reckon we'll go something close again. So I'm going to go 48-10.
Okay, 48-10,
a real blowout. Well, yeah, what?
I think more too. When you said the Bunnies score, I was like, yeah, no, definitely more. No, I'm with you. Up the high 40s. Go it.
Well, go. Give us it.
Okay. Oh, you know what? We're going to crack 50. Is that going way too far?
No, not at all.
Righto, 52-6. I'm still going to give him that one try.
Well, you heard it here first, Roosters fans. Bells has gone out with a 52-6 shellacking of the Bulldogs. Well, that's it for this episode of Roosters Radio. We'd like to thank our very special guest, the one and only James Tedesco. You've been listening to Roosters Radio.
East to win.
To win.
East know how to play the game. They play it hard and fair. East know how to win the game. They give more than their share. They're great to see in action. These boys will show the way. Put the Roosters on the field. They'll show you how to play. Here come the Roosters, the best we've ever seen. The red, white Roosters, the Eastern Suburbs team.